to updating our investment policies and guidelines, item 6. The proposed changes are in your packet. Generally, they all seem, I read through them, they all seem very appropriate.
The red line.
Our changing circumstances.
And really, the only changes here would be update the policy statement to be in agreements with the targets that we adopted in 2011 as part of that asset allocation study. Specifically include language on the real asset program. Build in the up to 5% in opportunistic or market opportunities, potential allocation. Reference the placement agent form and reference our securities litigation program. This is just an incremental update from my perspective. And what we would do from here, if the board approves this, we send it out to all the investment managers. They sign on, acknowledge that they've received and agree or take issue with X, Y, or Z.
Okay. Just understand, when it's striked out with red, that means it's taken out the new red with no striking, is replacing
it's
it.
New area.
You should have a red line in your binder and then followed by the final
clean
copy
version.
Clean with version. The changes.
I was just wondering, one of them, I think it might have been the opportunistic, we struck out the unhedged part, or maybe it was international.
That was on the benchmark. It's just not, the benchmark isn't referred to that. The
okay.
benchmark basically,
the technical
the name.
Clarification.
Yeah.
Okay.
We reviewed these policy changes and suggested several of them. Okay.
So are we coming back with more changes though in a few months?
I've got a change. I think there needs to be an addition on page 17, item number 4, doing on-sites. It said the board members accompanied by the investment consultant and senior investment staff will normally visit with a prospective investment manager in its office prior to the hiring as ordered by the board. I think we also need to include the CEO because I don't think the CEO is seen as senior investment staff.
I sign every single contract.
I just think we need to have CEO in there.
I don't think that we should tie Maryland to mandatorily attending every single site visit.
We could put it in there, CEO if available, because
that's
honestly
fine.
Time is...
Or we could just say senior staff.
If the understanding is that, then fine. But I when I read it, I went, whoa, Maryland's not included, because I don't think of Maryland as investment staff. I think her as administrative staff, that she administers the whole program. But if part of her job duty says that it's investment staff too, then fine. I'm just saying that's the confusion that went on in my mind, and I just would like it to be clear for us.
Well, we could be specific and say, the problem is if we start naming titles CIO. If
how about senior staff? Take out investment.
Senior executive and investment staff.
Executive, that would work.
That would work. Senior executive.
Senior investment and executive staff.
That would work.
But mine, I don't want to be tied to it because if I'm...
Right. And or.
And or.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And or.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And or.
That'll work.
Or you could just say staff.
Senior staff.
But executive staff by its very nature is senior. So executive and or senior investment staff.
That was the only thing that okay. Otherwise, I thought all the changes were good.
Okay. With those, that suggested change.
So moved.
Is a motion. Okay.
Second.
Second. All those in favor? Say
aye.
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 Abstention. Motion carried. Okay.
You're right.
We don't need to worry about item 7. The on-site isn't going to conflict with the December 11th meeting. Miscellaneous.